In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings be upon His servant and His messenger Muhammad forever. Amen. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I greet you, my brothers and sisters, in our nation's greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, it's always a distinguished honor and pleasure and a blessing from Almighty God to stand before the true truth seekers of the world. For we know that those who come to the doors of Muhammad's mosque here and throughout the United States are the true seekers of truth. We are very blessed today to have a very, very full program. We, of course, are expecting the Honorable Walidi Muhammad in the very few minutes, who is, in fact, the chief minister, the chief imam, the chief teacher, the chief of the lost tribe of the whole earth. It used to be the lost found nation in the West, but now we know that he is the chief of the tribe of the earth, for those who are seeking righteousness and truth. But in addition to that, as you can already see, we have the distinguished presence of the Honorable Reverend Jim Jones and his congregation from People's Temple. We are also very pleased to have with us, after having been with us on our spectacular joint meeting in Los Angeles, California, on the last four Sundays. It was exactly 1 month ago that People's Temple Church and Muhammad's Mosque came together and shocked the whole world. Not only shocked the whole world, but turned the whole world around. Because we were able to show that what they said couldn't be done, not only could it be done, but it could be done better than it ever has been done. Because the truth of the Honorable Walidi Muhammad can bring together all kinds of substances. Because his truth is a truth of oneness. Not a temporary, superficial oneness, but the oneness of Almighty God, Allah Himself. And when that ingredient is poured over the minds of people, what used to look like differences and separation automatically becomes a unification and oneness. In addition to that, we are also blessed today to have with us a brother who was with us on Friday night here in Muhammad's Mosque, and he is with us here again today. He's a very special guest because he is a mentor or teacher of our great teacher. Not only is he a mentor and teacher of our great teacher, he is also a personal friend of our great teacher. So with our high esteem and respect for the Honorable Walidi Muhammad, if there is a mind, if there is a man who he respects also, well, there's no question about it. Automatically, we love the man as our teacher loved him. So, brothers and sisters, it gives me a great honor and a great pleasure to present to you a personal friend and teacher, the Honorable Walidi Muhammad, Professor Muhammad Abdullah of Hayward, California. Let's greet him.
Muhammad al-Azim al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. Subhanallah. يكفر له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Thank you.
gives us many names of Almighty God, about 99. And it has also been told in the Holy Quran that you should color yourself in the color of God. If God is Rabb, the Creator, He creates without anything else, but you should be Creator using His things that have been created by Him. So, in one way, you have to copy the attribute of God as Rabb. Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Khalik, the Creator, Latif, Sattar. Who is Latif? Almighty Allah. Al-Khabir means aware. Who is Al-Khabir? Allah. Badi, wonderful originator. Who is Badi? Allah. Al-Hajj, everlasting. Who is everlasting? Allah. Al-Qayyum, self-subsisting. Who is Al-Qayyum? Allah. Fatir, the originator. Who is Fatir? Allah. As-Sami, the hearing. Who is As-Sami? Allah. Al-Basir, the seeing. Who is Al-Basir? Allah. Ahadun, the one. Who is Ahadun? Allah. As-Samad, on whom all depend. Who is As-Samad? Allah. Shakir, bountiful. Who is Shakir? Allah. Ali, the knowing. Who is Al-Ali? Ali, the Allah. At-Tawwab, heart returning to mercy. Who is At-Tawwab? Allah. Alim al-Ghayb wa al-Shahada. Knower of unseen and unseen. Who is the knower of the seen and the unseen? Allah. Al-Malik, the King. Who is Al-Malik, the King? Allah. Al-Qudus, the Holy. Who is Al-Qudus? Allah. There are so many names of Almighty that in this short notice of time cannot be repeated. So it is Islam and the Holy Book, Al-Quran, that gives us the name, different names of Almighty God, giving also, not forgetting, the name Allah as a proper name. Allah meaning one who comprises all beauties of perfection. Bismillah, by the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. These are two names given along with the name of Allah, the proper name. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And a Muslim has been taught while reading the book, he should say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. While starting to eat, he is supposed to say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. While changing his new clothes, he has to say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And all good work, one is supposed to start, is required by a Muslim. A Muslim is required to say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Why? There's no doubt in it that it carries a great blessing. But at the same time, it carries a lesson. And it has molded the character of the Muslim as a nation. Ar-Rahman, that is one who gives you, whether you have done anything or not, He has created the earth. You have done nothing to get this earth. He has given you the air. Man has done nothing to deserve the air. He has given the water. Man has made no attempt in order to get the water. He has given many things. The stars, the moon, the sun, without any attempt from by Almighty God, because He is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman has given you all these things. It is Ar-Rahman. When a baby is born, will come in the breast of mother. Baby has done nothing to deserve the milk. but Almighty God, who is Ar-Rahman. It is, though he is so bountiful, he is so beneficent, he is so generous, he is so gracious, that still comes in the breast of mother as soon as the baby is born. When a person works, uses the things that God has created, or he works somebody, or he works, then God gives the result of that thing. If a person works using the things that God has created, God gives the result. Why? He is merciful. He is a healer. He is the giver of the results for your efforts that you have made. So these two attributes of God have the Muslims of the first generation, who understood the significance and the meanings of these attributes of God, not only reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim just as a customary way, but knowing the significance, knowing the actual meaning of ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and knowing that the Muslim is supposed to cover himself in the attributes of God, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, they are scambers. They were merciful. I give you a few examples. First is the example from the whole history, and the other example is that we can know from the characters of certain races of people recently. The whole history states, the history of Crusades states, that which of the Lionheart attacked Jerusalem, he invaded Jerusalem, and after a few days of invasion, he got seriously ill. There was no hope of his life. All the physicians, all the doctors were hopeless without his health. This report goes to his enemy, Saladin, who was the ruler of Egypt and that holy land, when he came to know that Richard was seriously ill. Of course, the fighting discontinued. That was the law of those days. He disguises himself as a hermit and enters into the temple of Richard the Lionheart. The guard stops him and asks the reason of his visit. He says, "I am a hermit. I know something about her. And I understand the king is seriously ill, and there is no hope of his life, so I have come to treat him." With much difficulty, after all arguments, the guard was good enough to convey the message to the king, and king allows Saladin, who was disguised as a hermit or physician, touches the pulse, presses shall be made, and after a few days, Richard the Lionheart recovers. Richard says, "You have done good to me. While all my physicians and doctors have failed, as you have done such a good, wonderful work, I want to reward you with money." He had some identification here. Said, "I am your enemy, Saladin. When I came to know that you were seriously ill, and since you are on life in my territory, I considered you as my guest, and I felt that I should give you some medicine and treatment so that you recover. I don't need any money. Let us start fighting. Richard embraces him, and after that there was no more fighting. Truce was signed. This instance in the history is covered with so much dust that it is very hard to trace it out. But if you go deep into the research text of history, you will find this glorious example of Salahuddin in the history of Europe, in the history of crusades. The non-Muslim writers, Americans and Europeans, blame us or blame the Arabs as the Muslims and consider them as aggressors. Who will be aggressor? If Canada invades United States, Canada will be aggressor or United States? Invasion has been made by Canada, not by United States. If Canada